And the absence of coercion as a definition of love is something I'm thinking about. That's why I threw that in there. Continuing, or a further comment, to understand how to accelerate the human mass and realize the full gifts that we're born with. Nikola himself is the best illustration, with Prince and with all the prophets we've been naming, all those who model resistance with an authentic allegiance, like Muhammad Ali. We must engage with the earth, our bodies. Let it grab us, educate us, such that we forswear all allegiance but to that power that is ours from the earth. Continuing with Nikola, from the moment when it was observed that, contrary to the established opinion, low and easily accessible strata of the atmosphere are capable of conducting electricity, the transmission of electrical energy without wires has become a rational task of the engineer, and one surpassing all others in importance. Its practical consummation would mean that energy would be available for the uses of man at any point of the globe, not in small amounts, such as might be derived from the ambient medium by suitable machinery, but in quantities virtually unlimited from waterfalls. And my comment, Nikola probably did not foresee space battleships, although I haven't read him extensively or exhaustively, but he probably did not foresee space battleships using the unlimited energy of the sun. Continuing, export of power would then become the chief source of income for many happily situated countries. Men could settle down everywhere, fertilize and irrigate the soil with little effort, and convert barren deserts into gardens. And thus, the entire globe could be transformed and made a fitter abode for mankind. And I comment, what we must see by now, and will elaborate on next week, is that the imposition of coerced work on the entire global population has been a scam and a crime of massive proportions. We have no words to describe it, the unfathomable cruelty of it, and of all the related subsidiary crimes of the power gods. Continuing, other sources of energy may be opened up, and new methods of deriving energy from the sun discovered, but none of these or similar achievements would equal in importance the transmission of power to any distance through the medium, the air. I can conceive of no technical advance which would tend to unite the various elements of humanity more effectively than this one, or of one which would add to and more economize human energy. It would be the best means of increasing the force accelerating the human mass. The mere moral influence of such a radical departure would be incalculable. I mean, he's talking about us all working together, because there's no more illusion of scarcity. There is enough for all. And we all participate in creating this paradise on earth. That's what we're meant to achieve with our time here. And Nikola, while the heart and love that infuses your hard work did not get transmitted with its theft, it is now up to us to make certain that our lively indignation at the suppression of your vision and the murderous use to which your tireless efforts to bring about peace and harmony among all humanity have been put will, by a circuitous route through us in this moment, all around the globe, finally be the means to realize your dream. And that is, again, comment to his work on the best means of increasing the force, accelerating the human mass, transmission of electrical energy without wires to any distance, now practicable. It's time for us to correct this massive injustice, the suppression and misdirection of Nikola's work and our good hearts.